Hello, listeners, and welcome to today's show. My name is Judah Taylor, and I will be your host today. When I think of school, one of the most prominent aspects of my time at Collegiate is the clubs, teams, and extracurricular activities I have participated in. Extracurriculars offer students a way to shape and engage with their high school experience in meaningful ways. Today, we will discuss the ways in which extracurriculars have shaped my and others' high school and beyond lives. One thing that makes these kinds of activities so impactful is the amount of time students spend. Sports practice every day, speech and debate has 3-day tournaments, and many students participate in more than one extracurricular. This has the benefits of keeping students engaged, productive, and invested in their future, but at what point do these large commitments become a detriment to students? To answer this question, we will first talk to Django Halloran, a member of the CSMB Speech and Debate team.
Hi, my name is Django, and I'm a junior here at Collegiate School of Medicine and Bioscience.
So, Django, how long have you been participating in speech and debate?
I've been participating in speech and debate since my freshman year, so 3 years total.
And how much time, like over those 3 years, do you think you've invested in speech and debate as a whole?
Honestly, it's definitely been a lot of time. It's a big time commitment. The tournaments can last over like 36 hours in total, and the practices are also a 2-hour time commitment twice a week. So at the end of the week, if you have a tournament and you go to practice, it's like it can be tens of hours, almost like working a job, honestly. It is a lot of work and a big time commitment.
How did you get introduced to speech and debate?
I started doing speech and debate when, because of my older sister. She is 2 years older than me, and she had been participating on the debate team for a couple of years. And then when I was at Collegiate, she sort of talked me into it, and that's kind of how I ended up on the team.
And how do you think speech and debate will stay with you going into college?
I think it'll be pretty useful. I think there are a lot of things and a lot of aspects of speech and debate that will carry over to college and to my whatever my future career may be. First of all, like being able to form well thought out arguments is very helpful. Also, just having the ability to talk in front of crowds of people, or even just like with nerves in general, because it can be pretty nerve wracking. So I think it's definitely going to help deal with that. One of the other things that will probably be very useful is just being able to dissect and break down like scholarly texts and articles, because that's something I've had to do a lot of on the team, and it's probably something I'll have to do more of in college. So I think it'll be useful just in that sense to have those skills going into my future.
And you mentioned like how much time this all takes up. So how has speech and debate like shaped your high school experience?
It's definitely been beneficial and detrimental in several ways. I mean, I've made friends and met people through speech and debate, and that's definitely been beneficial. It's also a great way to meet people like outside of your own school, because it can be easy and accessible to get to know the people at your own school. But it was also helpful for getting to know people who don't go to collegiate when I'm like participating at tournaments and stuff. So that's definitely been pretty nice and just a cool aspect of it. But it's also been detrimental in the sense that it's taken away from sort of the time I have for other recreational activities or just to like hang out with friends and stuff, because it is a big time commitment.
And speaking of time commitments, so like leading up to your involvement in speech and debate, what were the time expectations like? How were you pitched to the idea that this would be like a massive time commitment?
Well, I guess I didn't really realize it would be such a time commitment, especially since I started doing it virtually. The practices were a little more lax, and the tournaments didn't take nearly as long. I was also like sitting in my house during the tournament, so it didn't feel like hours and hours. So like definitely got into it not like thinking it was such a big time commitment, but as the years went on, I sort of realized that it is such a big time commitment, and I don't think I necessarily expected that. And it definitely has shaped the way I view it, that view speech and debate as just an extracurricular. But I don't think it's entirely detrimental to have something that you commit a lot of time to.
Yeah, so you talked about your freshman year. If you were back in freshman year, what would you do differently regarding extracurricular activities?
Honestly, I think it's more likely than not that I would want to participate in more things that I think I missed out on. Like, it might have been cool to participate in Stuco or to, maybe get into some of the sports, although that stuff's not necessarily my cup of tea. But I don't think I don't regret doing speech and debate at all. So I think if I were to like talk to myself freshman year with the knowledge I have now, I definitely still want to do speech and debate. Because I think it has been very, very beneficial, but I'd also encourage myself to do other things alongside it.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks.
As you can see, the speech and debate team takes up a massive amount of time. As Django mentioned, this can be both a good and bad thing. Personally, I have learned many valuable skills and had valuable experiences from the things I have participated in. I have joined Speech and Debate, Cyber League, Worldwide Tech Hackathon, and even esports and track for a semester. All of these have impacted me in different ways. Let's hear another voice in the matter, this time from a different club.
Okay, hello. I am Sembi Charles Smith. My main extracurricular is the Cyber League.
So, how long have you been participating in Cyber League?
I have been participating in it since freshman year, which I also believe is the first time collegiate started doing it.
Okay, and how much time do you think you've invested in Cyber League?
Probably not as much explicit time spent for Cyber League as in like spending time on the like the practiced modules that they that CyberUp provides. Those probably only take up like I 30 minutes max, and then each competition's about 3 hours. That's time like explicitly spent on Cyber League. If we want to count stuff that I learned in like computer science classes, which has been super extremely useful for Cyber League, we could add a whole 100-ish hours onto that.
That's a lot of time. So who introduced you, and how did you get introduced to Cyber League?
I believe that Mr. Shank had sent out an email announcing that the school was doing it, and I looked at it and I said, "Sounds easy enough." And I signed up for it.
So how do you think that the Cyber League and all the knowledge you've learned in your classes relating to the topic will help or stay with you going through college?
In college, I plan to go into computer science. So the experience in the Cyber League and the cybersecurity know-how from that, and also just like the computer science classes I've taken would be a very good like foundation for things I will be learning in college, I think.
Yeah, I can see how that's definitely helpful. So leading up to your involvement in Cyber League, what were how much time did you think you would have to invest in this?
I honestly expected to spend a lot more time on it because I kind of didn't understand how it worked. And then after the first competition, I was like, wait, no, this doesn't take much time at all.
Yeah, it's having participated myself, it definitely it works out weird time-wise. But so, okay, last question. What would you do differently if you were in freshman year again and were looking for extracurricular options? Because obviously we were in the middle of a pandemic, word didn't get out as fast, people were less engaged in school. So how would things be different?
I don't know specifically what I would get into necessarily because I had absolutely no motivation to get into any extracurriculars except for Cyber League. But if I could tell one thing to my freshman self, it would be to check things out. Not like I don't know what I would decide on or what I would suddenly discover that I really enjoy, but I just kind of didn't do any exploration in like any kind of extracurricular activities, which I don't know, maybe that would have ended up with me something like liking something I didn't know I liked.
Yeah, I originally missed the sign up for Cyber League freshman year as well. But yeah, thank you for your time.
Each different activity at Collegiate is vastly different when it comes to time commitment, subject matter, and expectations. However, the most common theme that I have found and learned over my time at the school is that everything you do shapes and contributes to who you are. Every team will teach you important skills, help you make friends, and guide your interest in moving forward. Overall, the wide variety and style of extracurriculars at Collegiate is one of the reasons I love the school and has absolutely shaped what I want to pursue.